You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Hello, it's Napoleon Muslim. I'm in the Fakeologist Audio Chat Live server. I've come in here because Gaia is new to me. Because me and SMJ, I think, against Bill between a hard place and a rock and a Cavendish experiment. Fucking funny old world he was in. So his ass fell out. He didn't actually realise about gravity. He'd never been proven, experimented in the past. We'd never done any actualization on any gravity experiments. And he conceded the fact, went to bed. SMJ, carried on. We had a chat. Cool SMJ, by the way. Anyway, I was never chatting to him. Seriously, talk to him, because he's not an ogre. He'll, if you stand in the way of any experiments, and he'll put you right on track. But seriously, do you never think he's unapproachable? Glad he's there. He's a walking jukebox. You can get anything you want out of him. Brilliant. So anyway, I might as well move on here, because like I say, this is not me. I didn't put myself in it. Gaia put me in it, because he's muted me in room 33. But I might as well address Cam. Now, Cam put an experiment in Clues Forum, some sort of papier-mâché Blade Runner futuristic experiment. I don't know, it seemed esoteric, I'm sure someone put it up. But the experiment basically is, there you go, there's the burp, John, you. The experiment is basically, you have a papier-mâché ball, not papier-mâché ball, sorry, excuse me, a paper template cut into a ball. And then what you do is you have two people looking at the moon. So from this papier-mâché template, you have two arrows pointing at the moon. So these two people represent two people on the planet. The moon. Okay. Pretty straightforward so far. Then what happens is, if you were to flatten that out, okay? Now, seriously, this is coming from a maths teacher, right? Who, well, basically, I've heard her give advice on sexual advice. She talks about rape not being that bad. She talks about lots of different things. So, basically, this is from a teacher who's meant to, play the game. She doesn't walk the walk or talk the talk or dance the dance, but she plays the game. We're going to address it. So you got these two adults pointing up at the sky being put in on Clues Forum, which is a reputable website, been frequented by Hoipolloi and Simon Jack, who come up with the place. It represents truth and honest speaking. So good place to put for. So when you see this experiment appear on fakeologist.com, you think, right, okay, we've got something there. So, as I said, it's a paper template that you cut out, fold into a ball, and then you fit it together. So, straight away, you're having to make something. Okay. Now, since we're talking about paper mache and stuff like that, we might as well mention John Le Bon, because he asked a question about the moon lander. He said, how can they get away with? Well, first of all, why are they drinking in spice? No, how can they get away with a paper mache on the moon? First of all, John, it wasn't on the moon. Never was. If it was on the moon, it wouldn't have been paper mache. That's the reason. You know, it sounds a bit gimmicky. It's the way things are. Right, back to Cam's experiment. So we've got a paper mache template cut into a ball, two arrows pointing it, depending where two people are on the Earth looking at the moon. Trouble is, you meant to flatten this out and shows you where two people would be on a flat plane. Unfortunately, you've started off on a ball. Tuning the ball. Yes, that's where the problem comes into play. But a wonderful young gentleman, Jay, clearly proven gravity is a hustle. Clearly proven. First of all, let me just say this. He's proven this without filming things, without having to interview Jerinism, without having to interview anybody. He's gone straight to the source and proven it wrong. It's what we were saying to Gay the other night. We also explained to Gay off. Gravity. First of all, there's numerous different types of gravity. One stone's invention of relativity was able to weave the entire quantum theory of, well, quantum theory and relativity into one. So there you go. There's your new statesmanry. There's your new way of thinking. So therefore, that's why you're going to have a teacher who's not going to grasp it first time round. I.e., that's you, Cam. So you're assuming we're on a ball, people looking at the moon. First of all, you've not told us how far the moon is. No. If I'm to guess right, I don't think Cam believes we went to the moon. Because she's not an idiot. Okay. Same with John Le Bon. Same with Guile. I've already heard him talk about space travel. Not possible. Low Earth orbit. Not possible. So, if low Earth orbit is possible, space travel's not possible. How on earth can you say that two people looking at something in the sky, which we're supposedly looking at, flatten the Earth out, it makes, or all of a sudden, you can work out that these two people are looking in a different direction? No. You're assuming the ball. Now, you can't assume a ball without gravity. Now, gravity's not been proven. Okay, there's that circular reasoning. That's why the experiment was thrown in. Now, I'm surprised it come under the auspices of Clues Forum, because it was quite stupid, to be honest with you. It doesn't make sense. I'm surprised you put that under there, Kev. But you do fall under the wing of Hoi Polloi a lot. And I'll be dead honest with you, Hoi, you're listening, dragging you down a bit, my mate. And she goes global, I do see you leave the room to make a coffee. Oh yeah, don't worry about that. But no, as far as things go, fakeology, get in there. We've understood questions. We know that the main answer, I'm not sure I'm on the ball. It's about as sure as we're getting. So anyway, that's it. I remember I didn't come in here for anything else. I was thrown in here for no reason. I was thrown in here by Gail. He bottled gone because he was backed into a corner and he can't really talk to anyone anymore. So there you go. Got to ban people and try and talk. So anyway, this has been wonderful. The one thing I'm wondering about is if anybody does get a chance to come on fakeologist.com and go to Fakeologist Discord, is help Sean. He'll give you the skinny on what's going on. Give you the skinny on gravity. Give you the skinny on the main hustle. And the main hustle seems to be making a hustle for the future. Whether that be DNA, whether that be scrying, x-ray crystallography, these are all legitimate things that happened, will happen, and ongoing. Whether that psychology with the PSI, whether we're up to stages of people actually understanding where they are, or just falling into a black mirror realm where living in a virtual reality. Not my problem. I don't care. Like I said, like I've always said, didn't have a dog in this fight. There's no one can hold anything at all. I'm here for fun. And I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun. It's great. That's a bit more fun. Right, so John Le Bon got banned by Jay Dale. Come on, John. He's not a shill, but he's not going to believe in nuclear weapons. Right? He's not going to believe in JFK fucking shot himself in the back of the head. Right? Why? The lad's trying to sell a book. Okay? Let's try to make a career. He's knocking around with Oliver Stone and all that. Once you understand that people are knocking around with these people that are connected, there's no way near if you can talk to him. Especially if you're mentioning things like gay marriage. Come on. I don't care if you want to get married in Brisbane or Sydney. Not my problem, but you and your boyfriend need to work it out. But don't put questions to Jay when he's talking to John about, you know, biblical times and what's going to happen in the future. Set structure. And we just need to address things as they are. But having said that, like I say, if I worked for Disney, I would not call Walt a cunt.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Hi, this is Dave J. from California. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.